Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We are starting off around 80 degrees this morning. It is going to be another hot, humid day, mid to upper 90s for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. No heat advisory, but if you're going to be outside today, be sure to hydrate. Take those shade breaks. We are still looking for cooler temps and rain starting Sunday. It is Thursday, June 24th. In Arlington, a 16-year-old dies after being shot in the parking lot at Hurricane Harbor. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the latest on the search for the shooter.
This shooting happened right after Hurricane Harbor closed, a little after 7 p.m. An off-duty officer working security reports hearing a lot of honking from the parking lot, so he headed over to see what the commotion was about. That's when he spotted a group of about 6 to 8 people in a fist fight. He was about to go break up the fight, according to Arlington Deputy Police Chief Chris Cook, when he heard the fatal gunshot that took the life of a 16-year-old.
That teenager was transported to local hospital where, again, unfortunately, he did pass away. So this is a homicide investigation.
Police shut down all the parking lot exits and detained several people for questioning, but whether or not those people were actually involved in the shooting is still unclear. They are reportedly denying it, and at this time, no arrests have been made. Anyone who witnessed the shooting is asked to call Arlington Police. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In Irving, police looking for more victims of a predator they say has been sexually assaulting children for decades. More on that from KRLD's Austin York.
46-year-old Aaron Von Blackwolf faces multiple counts of continuous sexual abuse of young children. Robert Reeves with police says they know of 5 victims in Irving, but believes there could be up to 24 more all over the country.
Someone did come forward to us, and then we reached out to that victim. That victim is a minor. There was a forensic examination that was done with a child forensic psychologist, which gave us more of the evidence on our investigation.
He says Irving police have worked with authorities in Washington and Virginia and found that Black Wolf would lure victims he met while working at various professions. All of this started when he was only in his teens. Reeves is asking that anyone who was a victim to Black Wolf contact Irving police. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And a former youth minister from Denton sentenced to nearly 3 years in federal prison for sexually assaulting 2 young girls.
Federal court records show former Denton Bible Church youth minister, 50-year-old Robert Shiflett, will be locked up for 33 months for molesting 2 underage girls during church-sponsored trips. One of those trips was from Denton to a campsite in Arkansas in the mid-1990s. The second time was a trip to Florida when Shiflett was a pastor in Little Rock in the early 2000s. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Little Rock says in both cases, Shiflett was able to isolate girls from the others. The former minister pleaded guilty in November. He could have gotten 15 years in prison. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The U.S. attorney for the Western District of Texas has filed a court order against a Minnesota man accused of selling counterfeit N95 face masks. More than 100,000 of the masks made in China that were fake were seized from a U.S. Customs warehouse in El Paso, according to Michael Galdo, the district's coronavirus fraud coordinator.
Anytime it's a healthcare-related item, that's more serious because it's supposed to protect you, but especially taking advantage of people's justified fears related to COVID-19 and capitalizing on them to make yourself wealthy by selling a counterfeit good is especially egregious.
Galdo says the feds are also going after people selling fake cures and fake COVID tests. The Fort Worth ISD working to bring reliable internet access to underserved areas. District spokesman Clint Bond says the Board of Trustees has approved renting 3 mobile trailers that will be used to raise temporary cell towers. They'll be placed on the grounds of Morningside and Rosemont Middle Schools, along with Dunbar High School.
Our goal is to have 25% of the Fort Worth ISD students who are underserved right now as far as internet is concerned, to have them have service on the first day of school, which is August 16th.
Bond says the internet service will be free of charge and will be robust, so multiple family members can go online at the same time and not have to worry about slow performance. Dallas moving forward with the expansion of Clyde Warren Park. The city council approved a measure on Wednesday to fund that expansion, which includes 1.5 acres of new deck park over Woodall Rogers Freeway with a multipurpose building and a new dog park. Dallas Councilman Chad West says he supports the expansion, but wants to make sure the city has the money to pay for maintenance.
When we do these big projects, it's we've got to understand that there's a need for ongoing maintenance, and important thing to consider because, you know, the money's got to come from somewhere and it's going to be taken out from somewhere else. Basic credit debit philosophy.
City Manager T.C. Broadnack says building things in Dallas has never been a problem for the city, but maintenance has been. And the Dallas Council approves money to add a new segment of the Katy Trail near the American Airlines Center to connect with other trails. Garrett Rodriguez rides his bicycle to work in the area and says that will improve his daily commute.
There's also, you know, not a lot of bike lane, you know, throughout the city. So if there was another connection and connecting you to more, you know, bike-friendly lanes, that'd be, you know, just great.
City leaders also voted to fund a trail connection to the Margaret McDermott Hike and Bike Bridge across the Trinity River. Nice bounce back last night for the Rangers. They got spanked Tuesday night by Oakland, but Rangers rebound last night for a 5-3 win on the strength of 2 home runs from rookie Adolis Garcia. He hit his 19th of the year in the bottom of the 6th, and then 2 innings later.
Pitch to Garcia. That's hit high and deep to right. Way back goes Laureano. At the wall, it's history. An opposite field home run for Adolis. It's his 2nd of the night. It's his 20th of the year. Another slow trip around the bases for El Bombi.
Rangers win it 5-3. Texas and Oakland will wrap up that series today at 105 in Arlington.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.